Texas. Glad that you came down. You got lots of friends here. Take a look around.
Du bist bekannt für Radio Switzerland und das ist ein weiteres Special. Leider haben wir bereits die dritte Legende innerhalb von 14 Tagen da bei uns in Texas verloren. Nach dem Johnny Bush und dem Jerry Jeff Walker ist am 28. Oktober auch noch der Billy Joe Shaver in Waco, Texas verstorben. Er hat eine schwierige Kindheit gehabt in Corsicana, wo er aufgewachsen ist. Mit 17 ist er zu der US Navy. Dann hat er alle möglichen Jobs ausprobiert und bei einem von diesen Jobs hat er sich in einem Sägewerk zwei Finger abgehauen, wo er ein bisschen zu nahe als Sägeblatt gekommen ist. Zwei Singles sind auf einem Texas-Label erschienen später. Dann hat der Billy Joe nach Kalifornien wollen, hat aber keinen gefunden, den er mitgenommen hat. Also ist er ostwärts und ist in Nashville gelandet. Und mit der Single Chicken on the Ground hat er seinen ersten Chart-Hit 1970, geschrieben von ihm zusammen mit dem Bobby Bear. Da ist der Titel.
Singing, I can still remember praying at them old campground meetings, eating chicken on the ground. Well, them hallelujahs are ringing, everybody's shouting, singing. Give me that old time religion, Jesus loves me, this I know. When life was finger licking good, God lived in our neighborhood at them old campground meetings, eating chicken on the ground. I can still remember feeling all that happiness inside me when I praised the Lord and laid my burdens down. But that chicken must have tasted better than the word of God, 'cause it went slipping through my fingers and rolling on the ground. Well, them hallelujahs are ringing, everybody's shouting, singing. Give me that old-time religion, Jesus loves me, 'cause I know. When life was finger-licking good, God lived in our neighborhood, at them old campground meetings, eating chicken on the ground. I reckon every one of us can call back or remember when the taste and smell of youth was all around. I reckon in our own way every one of us is a paying now for eating chicken and not listening to old Parson Brown. Well, them hallelujahs are ringing, everybody's shouting, singing. Give me that old-time religion, Jesus loves me, this I know. When life was finger-licking good, God lived in our neighborhood, them old campground meetings, eating chicken. Old campground meeting.
der Bobby Bear ist nicht nur der, der Songs geschrieben hat mit dem Billy Joel zusammen, sondern er erinnert sich da in einem Interview, das ich mit dem Bobby gemacht habe vor einer Weile, auch an Billy Joel Shaver.
Billy Joel Shaver came to Nashville and wanted to write songs, and it just so happened that I had started a publishing company, and I signed him up as a writer, put him on a salary. When you say salary, it was $50 a week is what it was. And Billy Joe fit right in, you know, he's just another one of the crazies. And he wrote, his songs are magical, man. He can come up with lines like he does. Too much ain't enough for old five and dimers. Like Tom T. Hall at the time was on roll. It was Tom T. and I've been friends since the beginning. And the fact is, we were sharing an office. He moved his office in with me for a while, and he heard old Five and Dimers. Tom T. only recorded the songs that he wrote, but by God, he recorded that song. He said, I got to cut that. I hear all Bill Joe's stuff, and I talk to Bill Joe all the time. He's writing even better now than he did back then, I think. He's just a good, honest, writer. And I don't know if it's good or bad, but he won't lie on a song. He won't tell a lie. When you hear that song, you know he's telling you the truth.
Billy Joel ist also nach Nashville gekommen zum Song schreiben, und der Bobby Bear hat gerade eine Publishing-Firma eröffnet gehabt und hat einen Untervertrag genommen für $50 pro Woche. Als Salär hat er gemeint. Das ist eigentlich nicht wirklich ein Salär in der heutigen Zeit. Der Billy Joe hat voll in die damalige Szene gepasst. Das war auch einer von diesen Wahnsinnigen gewesen. Und er hat grossartige Texte geschrieben, wie im «Old Five and Dimers Like Me». Der Tom T. Hall, ein guter Freund von Bobby Bear, hat mit ihm ein Office geteilt und hat ihm gesagt, lass, ich nehme ja nur Songs auf, die ich selber geschrieben habe, aber der Titel von Billy Joe, den muss ich einfach aufnehmen. Der Bobby meint, er hat immer noch regelmässig Kontakt mit dem Billy Joe Shaver, und der schreibe ich heute noch fast besser als früher. Er ist einfach ein ehrlicher Typ, der nichts als die Wahrheit auslöst, und genau das war er auch gewesen, der Billy Joe Shaver. Da kommt der Titel.
Spend a lifetime making up my mind to be more than the measure of what I thought others could see. Good luck and fast bucks are too few and too far between. There's Cadillac buyers and old five and beside me, letting me know she would be something to lean on if everything ran out on me. Fenced yards ain't whole cards, and like as not, never will be. Reasons for rhymers and old five.
Old Five and Dimers Like Me. Das ist dann auch der Titel zu der 1973er CD von Billy Joe Shaver. Der Billy Joe war ja sehr religiös und das hat sich schon damals auch auf dem Album gezeigt, wie zum Beispiel mit dem Song da: Jesus was our Savior and Cotton was our King.
The wagons was rolling with a cowboy-colored sound when me and little Dave rode the first load into town. The cotton gins are ginning out the pen is full of pine, like a giant vacuum cleaner sucking lean upon the ground. Our freckled faces sparkled then like diamonds in the rough, with smiles that smelled of snaggle tape and good old Gary Snuff. If I could, I would be trading all this fat back for the lean, when Jesus was our Savior and cotton was our King. This kind of life we're living beats all I ever seen. Guess some of us is born for picking things and eating beans. Still I reckon we're all digging something well within our means, cause Jesus is our Savior now, but cotton ain't our King. Our freckled faces sparkled then like diamonds in the rough, with smiles that smelled of snaggle tape and good old Gary Snuff. If I could, I would be trading all this fat back for the lean, when Jesus was our Savior and cotton was our King.
Die Sendezeit langt bei weitem nicht, um auf alle Album oder Singles einzugehen, die Billy Joe im Laufe seiner langen Karriere gemacht hat. Da machen wir also einfach eine kleine Zeitreise mit einigen Titeln von Billy Joe Shaver. Zum Beispiel 1974 hat er den da zu Papier und dann auch auf Vinyl gebracht. Lately I've been leaning toward the blues.
Lately I've been leaning toward the blues, lazy loafing, good for nothing, no count knock around. Ain't been worth a honky dime since country come to town. I tell ya boys, it's working up to something's got me down to nothing left to lose. Lately I've been leaning toward the blues. Lately I've been leaning toward the blues. I've been leaning lately toward the blues. Done held on to it till I can't turn loose. Everybody knows we can't get nowhere by stepping on each other's toes. When it comes to cutting corners, honey, any way you get here is just fine. Lately we've been picking double time.
ein paar Album- und Single-Auskopplungen später ist dann 1977 am Billy Joses Album «Gypsy Boy» rausgekommen, mit zwei Hits, die es dort drauf gehabt, darunter der da, der jetzt kommt, nämlich «You Ask Me To».
Long ago and far away, in my old common labor shoe, I turned the world all which way, just because you asked me to. Like unto no other field, simple love is simple true. There's no end to what I do, just because you asked me to. Let the world call me a fool, but things are right with me and you. That's all that matters, and I'll do anything you ask me to. Knowing how much I love you, after all that we've been through, I turn and walk away from you, just because you asked me to. Lord, I hope you never did. Let the world call me a fool, yeah, things are right with me and you. That's all that matters, and I'll do anything you ask me to.
Ebenfalls auf dem Gypsy Boy Album von 1977 ist der da gsi, wo jetzt kommt, nämlich Billy Be Damned.
Elected to mayor of his hometown, got his feet on the big cigar, traveling around town in a Cadillac car. Billy B was his name. Billy B, damn, was his claim to fame. Billy B, damn, Billy was a mighty peculiar.
...1981 ist dann das Hit-Album «I'm Just an Old Chunk of Coal» rausgekommen und den Titelsong haben wir da.
I'm just an old chunk of coal, and I'm gonna be a diamond someday. Yeah, I'm gonna grow and glow till I'm so blue, pure, perfect. Gonna put a smile on everybody's face. Yeah, I'm gonna kneel and pray every day, lest I should become vain along the way. I'm just an old chunk of coal now, Lord, but I'm gonna be a diamond someday. Best words to talk, I'm gonna search and find a better way to walk. Yeah, I'm gonna spit and polish my old rough edged self till I get rid of every single flaw. Well, I'm gonna be the world's best friend. I'm gonna go around shaking everybody's hand, yeah. Well, I'm just an old chunk of coal now, Lord, and I'm gonna be a diamond someday. Oh, I'm gonna be the cotton picking razor day. I'm gonna be a diamond someday.
Er hat sich von einem Stück Kohle zu einem Diamant entwickelt, definitiv der Billy Joe Shaver. Leider ist jetzt der Diamant im Hillbilly Heaven, vereint mit ganz, ganz vielen Texas-Grössen und anderen Legenden, die schon bereits von uns gegangen sind. Im Folgejahr, also 1982, ist dann die Single rausgekommen, Amtrak and Ain't Coming Back.
She's Amtrak and ain't coming back. She's Amtrak and ain't coming back. She took everything she wanted in an old gunny sack. She's Amtrak and ain't coming back. My baby wears them spike heel boots. My honey wears them high heel boots. She wears them black leather boots, Lord. She's Amtrak and ain't coming back.
Der Amtrak-Titel ist nicht nur als Single rausgekommen, sondern auch auf seinem 1982er Album Billy Joe Shaver gelandet, wo auch der nächste Titel da zu finden war, One Moving Part.
Signifying and downright lying. Don't hang around me long enough to be. See, I learned real young and down on the farm. Simplicity don't need to be greased. I got it all down. The one moving part, and that moving part is me.
Jetzt ist eine Dekade ohne Plattenvertrag für den Billy Joe Shaver. Er ist vorwiegend lokal da in Texas auftreten, hat ein paar Indie-Alben rausgebracht. Mit seinem Sohn Eddie hat er ja ein inniges Verhältnis gehabt. Der Billy Joe und sein Sohn hat 1993 ein Album rausgebracht unter einem Bandnamen Shaver. Das hat geheissen Tramp on Your Street. Und da hat es diverse Hits drauf gehabt, so wie der da, The Hottest Thing in Town.
She's the queen of the red hot mama, hottest thing around. When she shows up at a honky tonk, 'cause she can righteously get down. You know she get on. A cat's meow and a dog's bow wow. The hottest thing in town. A friend of a friend of a friend of mine said he knew her well. Said she hung around heaven till she learned too much. Then she headed straight for hell. She went straight to hell. Everything. The hottest thing in town. She's the hottest thing in town by a country mile. She can lick her lips and roll her hips and really make you smile. She's got everybody
lucky to slide into her town. And maybe if she sees me, we'll go round and round and round. We'll go round and round. Burn the whole town down. We'll be the red hot dame and the latest plan, the hottest thing in town. She's the hottest thing in town by country.
Ja, Anfangs von den 90er Jahren war der Stil schon ein bisschen zu weit weg vom Mainstream, der damals an den Radios gelaufen ist. Und trotzdem hat es den nächsten Titel noch in die Charts geschafft. Auch aus dem Album Tramp on Your Street kommt da der Titel Live Forever.
One, two.
Forever, I'm gonna cross that river. I'm gonna catch tomorrow night. You're gonna wanna hold me, just like I always told you. You're gonna miss me when I'm gone.
Nobody here will ever find me, but I will always be around. Just like the songs I leave behind me, I'm gonna live forever now.
You fathers and you mothers, be good to one another. Please try to raise your children right. Don't let the darkness take them. Don't make them feel forsaken. Just lead them safely to the light.
When this whole world is blown asunder and all the stars fall from the sky, remember someone really loves you. We'll live forever, you and I.
I'm gonna live forever. I'm gonna cross that river. I'm gonna catch tomorrow night.
I'm gonna live forever. I'm gonna cross that river. I'm gonna catch tomorrow now. I'm gonna live forever. I'm gonna cross that river. I'm gonna catch tomorrow now.
Selbstverständlich hat auch der nächste Titel nicht fehlen auf dem Album von Billy Joe und seinem Sohn Eddie. Und der heisst Georgia on a Fast Train.
See, my mammy left me same day that she had me. Said she hit the road and never once looked back. And I
haunted mansion. My grandma's old age pension is the reason why I'm standing here today. I got all my country learning, milking and a churning, digging cotton, raising hail and baling hay. I've been to Georgia on a fast train, honey. I wasn't born no yesterday. Got a good Christian raising and an eighth grade education. Ain't no needin' y'all to treat me this way. Find another woman put together like you are. Oh, you're wiggling, you're walking, and you're big city talking. Your brand new shiny Plymouth ragtop car. Hey, let's hurry up and wait. In this world of give and take, seem like haste can make for waste every time. I declare to my soul, when you hear those ages roll, you better know I'm gonna get my share of mine. Train, honey, I wasn't born no yesterday. Got a good Christian raising land, eighth grade education. Ain't no need y'all are treating me this way.
Ah, throw down, Eddie.
'96 ist da wieder ein bemerkenswertes Album rausgekommen von Billy Joe, nämlich Highway of Life. Und dort drauf ist der da gewesen, Coming On Strong.
Coming on strong.
Es sind schwierige Zeiten auf der Billy Joe Shaver zugekommen. 1999 ist sowohl seine Frau als auch seine Mutter an Krebs gestorben. Am Silvesterabend 2000, im Übergang auf 2001, hat er auch noch seinen Sohn Eddie verloren wegen einer Heroinüberdosis. Der Eddie ist nur gerade mal 38 geworden. Und eine Weile später hat Billy Joe dann auch noch einen Herzinfarkt auf der Bühne während einer Show am Labor Day in der Green Hall in New Braunfels. Er hat sich erholt, hat einige weitere Alben rausgebracht. Ich habe ihn dann 2004 in Rainbow, Texas und Terry Racers im Festival Razz on the Brass kennengelernt und habe mit ihm dort ein bisschen reden. Ich habe ihn auch gefragt, was er dann würde wünschen, wenn er am Aladdin seine Wunderlampe finden würde. Und er hat lang studiert und er gesagt, ich möchte weiterhin können ein Lächeln auf Gesichter von meinen Fans zaubern, komfortabel leben und letztlich Frieden unter den Leuten sehen, bevor ich noch weggehe von dieser Erde. Das hat nicht ganz gelangt, der Frieden ist noch nicht überall eingetroffen. Erst im Jahr 2011 hat er dann wieder ein Smash-Hit können verbuchen, nämlich mit seinem Willie Nelson-Duett Waco from Waco, wo der Shaver sich selber als Halbire aus Waco bezeichnet, wo er in den letzten Jahrzehnten gewohnt hat. Da ist er.
Ain't no doubt about it. Shot a man there in the head, but can't talk much about it. He's trying to shoot me, but he took too long to aim. Anybody in my place would have done the same. I don't start fights, I finish fights. That's the way I'll always be. I'm Wacko from Waco. You best not mess with me. Joe Jamel said I was like a flying buttermilk. Trapped in a Waco bottle, I was bound to get killed. Dar Jamel said, Billy, Houston's where you need to be. If you're going back to Waco, you're leaving without me. It's nice to be important, more important to be nice. If you're shooting dice in Waco, you'll roll snake eyes every time. I was born in Corsicana. They said, Billy, can you do it? I said, of course I can, just point it out and I'll get right to it. Corsicana, Texas has been real good to me. They knew I had to shoot that man before that man shot me. I should have known the truth would finally set me free. I guess living down in Waco made it Waco out of me. Waco from Waco is still on the run. A rider, a singer, a son of a gun. Don't cross him, don't boss him, stay out of his way. And don't give him no trouble, cause you'll just make his day. I'm damned if I don't, damned if I do. I'm Waco from Waco, I'm telling you the truth. I'm damned if I don't, damned if I do. I'm Waco from Waco, you finally heard the truth.
Er war ein Anhänger vom Second Amendment, da bei uns der Billy Joe Shaver vom Recht, Waffen zu tragen, hat ihm dann auch genützt, als er in einer Bar mal einen ein bisschen komisch gekommen ist und seine Pistole gezogen hat. Aber es war eigentlich zu langsam, hat Billy Joe gemeint, er sei schneller. Hat dann auch eine Gerichtsverhandlung gegeben, ist aber freigesprochen worden, der Billy Joe Shaver, weil es ist absolut Notwehr gewesen. So hat er gelebt. Immer ehrlich, offen, direkt und hast ihm nicht müssen allzu blöd kommen, sonst ist es nicht gut gegangen. Ein paar Jahre später, 2014, das letzte Album von Billy Joe Shaver, Long in the Tooth, hat es geheissen. Und man hat gerade noch Zeit, um einen Titel daraus auszuspielen, nämlich Music City USA.
It all started in this little town way down in Texas when he heard old Johnny Cash singing out them country blues. He picked his guitar every night and read them country magazines. He been up to snuff on the Music City News. One predetermined Sunday found him on the streets of Nashville humming out the chorus to his latest melody. He walked through old Tutsi's barn and informed the local pickers how he'd come to capture Music City, the USA. Can't you hear the music ringing? Can't you hear the singers singing? Can't you hear somebody coming out a homemade melody? Lost and found is searching there, some new face from everywhere. Come to capture Music City, USA. That Sunday evening found him in a corner booth and line balls, drinking coffee and eating chili just like Ernest Tubb. Tuning up his guitar, Lord, he couldn't wait till Monday. He figured if he couldn't make it, nobody could. Can't you hear the music ringing? Can't you hear the singer sing? Can't you hear somebody coming out a homemade melody? Lost and found, searching there, some new face from everywhere. It's come to capture Music City, the USA. Gone since I seen him in old Nashville, walking up 17th and 16th Avenue, bugging everybody there that he could get to listen, trying hard to do exactly what he said he'd come to do. Now the radios are ringing with the songs that he was singing. Everybody is humming out his homemade melodies. The crazy fool with shaggy hair, pretty songs out everywhere, bringing heat on captured Music City, USA.
Billy Joe Shaver ist, wie gesagt, die dritte Legende, die wir innerhalb von zwei Wochen da aus Texas verloren haben. Aber irgendwann sind wir alle wieder vereint miteinander im Hillbilly Heaven, hoffentlich. Rest in Peace, Billy Joe Shaver, der Bruno Michel, euer Longtall Texan.